Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, I'm not got much to write to you about, so it's going to be a short letter today. Only 18 pages. It's a real summer wedding in Chicago, and soon the American people, they're going away on a vacation. People with a lot of money, they go to the mountains to get away from the heat. People with a little money, they go to the seashore to keep it cool. Me, I'm just a change to summer underwear. But still, I'm no complain. I'm happy to be living here in America, in my own little antique shop that's...
Morning, Mr. Vasco. Letter for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mama. Oh, is it from my mama mia?
She must be a wonderful woman. Writes you every day, huh?
No, Sundays she's a take-off. Well, I'm going to open up. Let me see. Dear son Luigi, we all feeling fine. You see, I'm reading in English, she's writing in Italian, but I'm a translator for you. We all feeling fine, and I'm sending you regards from Aunt Josephina, Aunt Margherita, Uncle Pietro, and his goat. Luigi, my son, I wanted to thank you very much for a glass coffee maker which you sent to me, which I'm afraid to use. But yesterday we all decided I should try out, so we put on the glass coffee maker in the kitchen and we all watch from the bedroom. Nothing has happened, but by the time we all feel brave enough to turn off the gas, coffee is all boiled out.
Well, they'll get used to it. Now, what else does she write? You know, I feel just like she's writing to me.
Yeah. Now, my son is a very important part of a letter. You always write in us how your countryman Pasquale is making your life miserable, trying to force you to marry his fat daughter Rosa. Well, last week we received the biggest surprise of all. Pasquale has sent us a picture of his daughter, and she's a beautiful. Beautiful? I'm better send my mama me eyeglasses for Christmas.
Well, go on.
You always say her Rosa weighs 250 pounds, but we all see picture, and we know she can't weigh more than 125. 125? Oh, now I know. Pasquale has only sent a half a picture. Luigi, you must have some reason why you behave not nice to Pasquale. After all, he's brought you to America. I'm going to talk over with the whole family, and they all agree with me. You should marry Rosa right away. What? Even Uncle Pietro's goat is shaking his head yes. Luigi, I'm getting old. I'm not like to make up your mind for you, but if you want to make me happy and yourself happy, you take my advice. Marry Rosa. Mamma mia, it's the end.
The end of the letter?
No, the end of me. How can my family be fooled like that?
Well, now, what are you worried about? Just because your mother tells you to marry a girl, that doesn't mean you got to do it. You're in America now.
Sure, I'm in America, but you hear my mamma mia is getting old. I'm going to want to hurt her. If it's going to make her happy, live longer if I'm a marry Rosa, then I'm going to do it.
Why? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. You've got your life to live, and you live it your way.
Maybe you're right. I'm going to go to my night school class and ask them what they think. After all, hey, wait. Maybe Rossi is a changer so much I'm going to recognize it. I'm going to go look. But hey, Mr. Poster, you just deliver mail in the Pasquale's. You see her?
No, they were just Pasquale, and way in the back, I couldn't see who it was. Somebody was sitting, looked like a pot-bellied stove.
Is it no use to look?
That's a Ross, all right.
No, that's the wrong answer, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Basco.
Huh?
What's the matter, Mr. Basco? You haven't answered one question.
I'm sorry, Miss Portman. My mind is thinking about something else.
Luigi, tell us, are you in love?
No, but I'm going to get married.
Luigi, something to do with Rosa?
Aha, maybe a new trick from Pasquale, hmm?
Well, you see, class, Pasquale is a set of picture to my mamma mia and Aunt Margarita and Josephina. They all get together, and even Uncle Pietro is a goat that says I'm going to marry Rosa.
So stop, you're getting us all for shimmers. Start from the beginning and back up slow. Hmm? Pasquale is in a picture of Rosa to your mama. Hmm?
Yes.
And your mama thought she was beautiful?
Yes.
You better start all over again. I'm more for shimmers than before.
Well, it's perfectly simple, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Basco's mother evidently wants her son to be married. And from the photograph Mr. Pasquale sent her, she thinks Rosa would be a suitable bride. Now, doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. You just, with fancy words, sentenced Luigi to the electric chair.
But, friends, I'm always a listen to my mamma mia.
Oh, poppy cocker. With marriage, a man has got the right to commit suicide by himself.
Schultz, it's not a thing to make fun about. I can see how it is in Luigi's family. Family ties are very strong.
That's right, Horowitz. Biggest thing to me is to make my mamma mia happy. What do you think, Miss Spalding?
Well, I don't know what to say, Mr. Basco. I know how you rebel against Mr. Pasquale's efforts to make you marry his daughter, and I know how you feel about your mother's decision, but, well, the world moves onward and things change.
Aha, she said it. Nobody listens to mothers anymore. That's old-fashioned. We are all progressing. Kids make their own decisions, Luigi. Today it's a world of hot rods, atom bombs, jet planes, flying saucers. Himmel, maybe we'd be better off if we went back and listened to our mothers.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Well, how's my little pumpkin head today? Come out of the sun, a little banana nose, before you start the peeling.
Pasquale, I'm got a letter from my mamma mia today, and she's got some ideas about the Mina Rosa. And I'm taking her advice.
Don't be stupid, Luigi. You're big enough to pick your own bride. In America, a fella gets married without asking his mama. After all, what does a mama know about such things?
But Pasquale...
Mamas, are they good for a lot of things. When it comes to important things like a marriage, you got to make up your own mind. Don't listen to your mama.
Pasquale, my mama wants I'm sure to marry Rosa.
That's what I said, Luigi. Mama knows the best. Ooh, I hate people who don't take advice from their mama. What do your mama write to you, Luigi?
Well, you sent her a picture of a Rosa, and she thinks Rosa is very beautiful. Hey, Pasquale, you got another picture like the one you sent to my mamma mia?
No, Luigi. It so happens that was the only one what's come out.
Oh, I'm gonna understand it. She just said Rosa weighs 125 pounds.
Well, Luigi, I'm took her a picture while Rosa was standing sideways. You know, it's two sides to Rosa.
No. When I'm looking at Rosa, it's looking like eight sides.
You see, Luigi, that's your trouble, your prejudice. Everyone else thinks Rosa's beautiful. Only when you look at her, she looks terrible. It's what they call an obstacle illusion.
You're so right, Pasquale. Rosa's the biggest obstacle I ever saw.
I it's a funny thing. When I'm a say it, it's a come out of different. Well, Luigi, you're not going to be disappointed in Mario Rosa. I'm going to put away the most beautiful things you ever saw. Come here, come here. I'm going to show you. Look, look at what I've been saving up. Wedding presents for you, too. Look, Easterling sterling silver. And Easterling silver is better than Westerling silver. And look, if you sat on that fork, you know what would have happened?
Yeah, I'd say ouch.
No, no, I'm trying to show you how strong it is. If a Rosa sat on that fork, you know what would have happened?
Yeah, the fork would have say ouch.
No, 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 Luigi, you're just making it hard on yourself. Enjoy everything. Look, come here, look what's here. Linens, towels, appliances. Look at these wedding clothes. Rosa's sure got a bigger hope chance. Luigi, when you marry my little girl, are you marrying a girl with the world's biggest torso?
I don't know, Pasquale. When you say it, it's a come out the different. And it's a still right.
Luigi, you've got no idea how happy this news makes me. Wait, I gotta call it a Rosa from the kitchen. I call it brush and dry, eh? Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
No, I'm gonna call you Rosa. It's a joke, Rosa, Luigi. Laugh! You know why I'm so happy, Rosa? Because the Luigi's have finally asked to marry you.
I didn't hear him.
Take my word. Well, we gotta organize. Luigi's no use to rush the wedding. Tell me, you like a short engagement or a long engagement? What's your choice, 10 minutes or 20 minutes?
Anything, Pasquale, as long as my mommy is happy.
Well, then we take our time. I have the wedding invitations printed in a half hour. The wedding will be in 1 hour. In 2 hours, you fly to Niagara Falls. By 8 o'clock tonight, you're fighting like an older married couple.
Papa, are we going to take any wedding pictures?
Rosa, go back in the kitchen. I call you when the ceremony starts.
Wait, Rosa. Pasquale, when are we going to take a wedding picture?
We ain't. I mean, leave it to me.
Why not?
Then I won't look the same as the other picture.
Which other picture?
Rosa.
The one Papa sent your mother.
Let me see it.
Rosa, don't give it away.
I'm not got it.
Don't look, Luigi. Give me that picture.
Oh, no. You're trying to take it away from me, huh? Let me see. Uh-huh. So that's why Rosa's look so beautiful and away so little.
Ooh, Rosa, I order. Ooh.
No wonder my mamma mia is a say get married the faster. Well, I'm no glamour. Pasquale, you sent to my mamma mia picture of Alana Turner.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, I'd like to mention that Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a taste treat that your whole family will enjoy. From the smallest child up to grandma and grandpa, just about everybody enjoys the delicious, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint and the pleasant chewing. Besides, as you know, chewing Wrigley's Spearmint sweetens the breath and helps keep teeth bright and clean. So it's a good idea to chew a stick after every meal. Always have a few packages of healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum handy in your home. It costs so little, tastes so good, and wins a lot of thank yous every time you pass it around. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in it.
Well, mamma mia, I've got a big surprise for you. Picture Pasquale sent to you was not Rosa, but movie actress Lana Turner. And to marry Lana Turner, you no have to give me advice. I would have married her a long time ago, but she's already married. And mamma mia, there's some difference between Lana Turner and Rosa. Lana Turner is blonde, Rosa is brunette. Lana Turner is skinny, Rosa is fat. And where Lana Turner's got curves,
Rossi is a dead end. But I don't think I'm going to want to get married because I do. Is it just when I'm going to pick out a girl for a wife, I'm going to get married the retail, not the wholesale. So now, Mamma Mia, to convince you what the roses really look like, my friend Schultz is coming here sooner with a camera, and we're going to take Rosie's picture and send it.
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Hello, Schultz.
Well, Luigi, I brought it this box camera, all right?
Well, are you sure Rosie is going to come out the fat with your box camera? I mean, is it look so small?
Who knows? Maybe to get all of Rosa in one picture, we gotta take it a double exposure. Ach, stop worrying. Smile, Luigi. A camera is just like a kleptomaniac. It takes everything it sees.
But all right, come on, Schultz.
You know, by rights, Luigi, we ought to play back on Pasquale his own trick. We shouldn't even take a picture of Rosa.
What do you mean, Schultz?
But he sent a picture of Lana Turner. We should send it a picture of Sidney Greenstreet.
No. No, we better not to take a chance. Cindy Green Street is a look too pretty. Oh, there she is, Schultz. Look, in front of Spaghetti Palace.
All right, Luigi, now let's walk up and talk to her, huh?
All right.
Be nice. Hello, Rosa.
Hello, Rosa.
Oh, hello, Luigi. Hello, Mr. Schultz.
Yeah. Rosa, darling, just stand in the sun, squint your eyes, take a deep breath, and think of six lamb chops.
Oh, Mr. Schultz, you're going to take my picture?
Yeah, that's right, Rosa. Just to look at a Schultz.
Shall I smile?
Yeah, smile. Open your mouth wide.
How does she look, Schultz?
Like Mount Vesuvius starting to erupt. I better step back a little. I ain't got all of you in the picture yet, Rosa.
How's it now, Schultz?
Rosa, you're going to have to stop smiling. I can't get in the top of your head. Maybe I'll step back some more.
How's it now, Schultz?
Luigi, if I try to squeeze in any more of hair in this camera, it's going to explode.
Yeah, well, all right, Schultz, take the pitch.
All right, Rosa, now don't move.
Go away, Rosa.
Oh, Papa, you pushed me.
Yes, and just at the time. Rosa, go right in the house, up the stairs into your bedroom. Go. Luigi, I could have you arrested for taking the pictures of my daughter. That's a trespassing on my property.
Pasquale, that's like owning Central Park. Nobody can keep us out of Central Park.
Look, Mr. Delicatessen Man, I'm going to thank you to keep your business in your own nose.
Hey, Pasquale, you got no right to stop me. How am I going to show my Mamma Mia what Rosa really looks like?
You ain't. Because from now on, she's wearing a big black veil on her face.
No.
Yes, and if you want to picture her face, you're going to have to lift to the iron curtain.
All right, Pasquale, you think I'm going to give up, but I'm not. I'm going to get a picture of a Rosa, or my name ain't Luigi Basco. What do you say, Schultz?
What can I say? Come on, Sam. So what does she have got a veil over her face? We take a picture anyway. The 250 pounds are still going to stick out.
No, but Schultz has got to be a whole picture, face and everything. But my Mamma Mia is no believer. Eyes look hopeless.
No, wait. I got it, Luigi. Smile. Into my head, an idea just pooped.
Yeah, what? What, Schultz?
You invite Rosa to the park. I know she wouldn't refuse you. And then I hide in the bushes with the camera. You make her lift the veil and click, click. I got the picture.
But how am I going to make her lift the veil?
Easy. You promise her a kiss.
What other ideas do you got, Schultz?
Luigi, it's for your own good.
But Schultz, how's it gonna look? In a broad daylight, Ross and me sitting on a park bench and me trying to kiss her. I can't do it.
All right, Luigi, don't worry. I got it a better idea. Nobody will see you and it's gonna be even more romantic. Come on.
But Schultz... Schultz, you think it's honest to tell Rosa I'm going to kiss her just to make her a picture?
Honest, schmannest. Was Pasquale honest when he sent Lana Turner's picture to your mama and said it was Rosa? Remember that famous saying, Luigi?
What the famous saying?
You gotta fight fire with fire. When in Rome, you gotta do like the Romanians do.
All right, sir, that'll be $1 for 1 hour's rental of the rowboat.
Right. Here you are, Mr. Robot.
All right, just step over here. Here, I'll help you in. Oh, wait a minute. You want your mother in first?
Fresh guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, lady. All right, mister. You want your daughter in first?
Fresh guy.
Well, I'm allowed 2 mistakes. Mister, you want your wife in first?
Fresh guy.
Now, if you must know, we are just friends who belong to a yachting club. All right, Rosa, you get in first.
All right.
Well, now I'm a sitter with her.
Oh, no, that's all for that, Ed.
Yeah, but I'm gotta...
That's all right, Luigi, get in. You move over gradually.
All right.
And I'm going to stand up here with the oar.
Hey, you, sit down. You can't stand in that boat.
That's all right. I'm pretending this is a gondola in Venice, and I am the gondolier. Now, Luigi, I'll start to sing, and you make love. You see, nobody's watching.
I like the shirts.
Isn't this romantic, Rosa?
Yes. I never dreamed of anything like this.
Yeah, I never had a nightmare like this in it.
Oh, Zora mio!
It's a beautiful sunny day, huh, Rosa?
I guess so, Luigi.
Oh, you're not too sure, huh? Maybe you take off the veil, Rosa, so you can enjoy the sun.
Oh, no, Luigi. Papa said I shouldn't take it off till he tells me.
Well, seems like a shame you should have hided such a pretty face with a veil. I'm almost to forget what your face looks like.
Oh, don't worry, Luigi. I remember.
Oh, Zola, you. Change the subject, Luigi. La, 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 la.
Oh, Rosa.
Yes, Luigi.
You know, Rosa, you got a pretty white teeth.
Oh, thank you, Luigi.
They're so nice. They look almost real.
Almost, Luigi, they are real.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
All right, then approve.
But I can't lift the veil.
Well, then I don't know.
Oh, Zola mio, you better start making love.
All right, I'm a man to love. I'm a man to love. I mean, Ross, I'm a love you. Yeah, I'm a love you, you hear me?
What?
That's right, I'm a crazy for you. Only one thing is about me. I'm heard the terrible rumor about you.
Rumor? What?
Well, they say you gotta wear a veil because you've grown a mustache.
Oh, that's a lie.
Well, then take off your veil and approve it.
But I can't. Papa said no.
Even if I'm wanna kiss you?
Kiss me?
Yeah, kiss you.
Kiss?
Yeah, kiss you!
Well.
Rosa, don't you move! I'm the coward!
Himmel, it's Moby Dick!
Sure, so what are we gonna do?
Signal alert! Azum battle station! Here comes the enemy!
Oh, you've got a crisscross and a rat! You're trying to trick my innocent adult, huh? Come here, Rosa, step into my boat.
All right, Papa.
Hey, look out, Rosa! You're too heavy with a Pasquale.
Grab her, Luigi. Pull her back in the boat.
Well, give me a hand, somebody.
Oh, mamma mia, here's the boat. It's turning over. Hey, Schultz, Pasquale is drowning.
Oh, Zora mio.
Now, Luigi, if I know Rosa, then this time I'm sure it's going to work. If not, I give up.
Me too, Schultz. Marriage can't be worse than this.
Don't say that. You was never married yet. Now, you sit with her on the bench, and I'm going to pass by. Hmm?
All right.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you $1 for lending me this. Huh, Sonny?
Gee, thanks, mister.
Hey, Rosa.
Where were you, Luigi.
I was looking for your papa, but I couldn't find him.
Oh, that's too bad. Papa would be so mad taking a bath with his clothes on.
Well, that's a life.
Here you are. Get your hot dogs. Nice, juicy hot dog.
Oh, here, boy. I'm going to take a hot dog.
Oh, here you are, mister. A delicious roasted, toasted hot dog with mustard and relish. And would you like one for your girlfriend?
Rosie, you like one?
Well,
it's juicy, sizzling with spices, all beef and big.
Oh, quick, give me one.
Here. Yeah, but Rosie, you can't eat it the way you veil.
Then I'll lift my veil. Oh, mmm.
That's right, Rosa. Keep up your veil. Look in the sun. Enjoy. Go on, take another bite. Smile, Rosa.
I got it, Luigi. I got the picture.
Luigi, here it is, the picture from the drugstore. Here.
Oh, good. Let me see. Hey, Schulze, what's happening? Rosa must have moved. You only got a picture of the tree.
What tree? That's Rosa.
Yeah. Mamma mia, she's a big. What I thought was a branch is the hot dog. Oh, Schulze, you're wonderful to do this for me. Now it's helping me out everything, and I'm going to have to marry Rosa.
Yeah. Ooh, here comes your mailman, Luigi. Now, put the picture in an envelope and give it to him. Well, that finishes Pasquale. Now your mama can see what Rosa really looks like.
A letter from your mother again, Mr. Basco. Special delivery.
A special delivery? Oh, I'm better open it up right away. Let me see. Dear son Luigi, I'm hoping you didn't follow my advice in my last letter too fast. The whole family was sitting around and thinking about the Rosa's picture, and we changed our mind.
What?
Uncle Pietro thinks she's too skinny for hard work. Aunt Margarita thinks she's too pretty. That's going to make you trouble always having to watch her. And Uncle Pietro's got to decide everything. He's ate up with the pitch. Luigi, take advice from your mama. Marry a big, fat girl who don't look so good. She's always going to be true to you, work for you all the time, and make the best wife.
Oh, no.
Mamma mia, back to Rosa again.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that a stick of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes mighty good when you're working, driving your car, or enjoying your favorite sport. The lively, long-lasting real mint flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth and freshens your taste. And you can enjoy the pleasant chewing right along with your other activity. So when you're at the store, be sure to include Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum in your purchases. It's a refreshing treat that you can carry in your purse or pocket, and a treat you can enjoy almost any time and anywhere. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is produced and directed by Cy Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Dermott. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Friends, the Wrigley Company invite you to listen to their other program, The Gene Autry Show, every Saturday night over most of these same CBS stations. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.